Hello, I'm Sarah Ashworth.
And I'm Kyle Palmer. We're from the Missouri School of Journalism and leading this podcast experiment along with Apple Computers and Penn State University.
For the next few days, we're going to be bringing you stories from the National Learning Infrastructure Initiative, or NLII, conference here in New Orleans.
You'll hear from educators, students, and technology experts. We'll be talking about how technology affects you in the classroom, how you can better connect to each other, and how we can all embrace new technology and perhaps change teaching techniques.
If you preach to people about how you can use technology to improve learning, you might ought to do it yourself.
That's Diana Oblinger. She's Vice President of EDUCAUSE and a former professor at North Carolina State. Her academic career began in plant sciences, a field she admits has little to do with information technology. But throughout the years, she has become passionate about technology and how it could help her teach.
I think technology allows us to change our teaching practice in a number of ways, and where I would put the emphasis is not on the technology per se, but on the change in practice. Because many times the technology can be terribly simple, like an audio file. But it's the way you put that into practice with learners that can make all the difference in the world.
Carl Berger, a member of EDUCAUSE, has been trying to make that type of difference as a teacher for the past 46 years. He retired from the University of Michigan last year when he began teaching at the junior high level in the early 1960s. Overhead projectors were considered cutting-edge classroom technology.
In those days, just as it is now, new technology is tough for people to adopt. And we tried many, many brilliant things with overhead projectors, such as taking our yellowed notes and turning them into yellowed transparencies. It is so easy to use the new technology and get excited about the technology, but still, unfortunately, turn it into the same old teaching techniques.
Berger says technology forced him to adapt both in and out of the classroom. For instance, with the advent of email, Berger found his inbox stuffed with student questions. He solved this problem by creating a threaded discussion and then realized other professors were having the same struggle.
That was the first time, for example, that I began to realize that we needed to do something institutionally. Not only for me as a faculty member who was a technology grunt, but also for the faculty out there that were also starting to get these email messages but didn't have the idea of having a threaded discussion to come and help them.
Classroom technology has now moved well beyond email, giving educators a dizzying array of options. Oblinger says it has allowed students to express themselves more creatively in class with multimedia projects that were impossible to put together even 5 years ago. She says the more technology she used in the classroom, the more students became engaged.
You gave them power over their own environment to manipulate things and do things very, very differently, providing control to people in a very different way.
That sense of control breeds a culture of immediacy, where students expect to get sports scores on their cell phones, have class discussions from a laptop in their dorms, and hear Wednesday morning's lecture whenever they want.
Maybe part of our idea as educators to work with students to realize that some things really do have delayed gratification, that in fact you have to build that patience and work with tools that allow you to do that technologically so students begin to see those kinds of things.
In the end, Oblinger says technology can enhance a teacher's lesson but should not replace the teacher entirely, because no matter how much technology there is, Oblinger says students still expect one-on-one interaction with a teacher.
They want someone who cares about them. There are lots of ways we can use technology to do that, but it's not the technology that is important. It's that value and it's the activity that seem to be much more important.
It's a question of balance that this conference may be able to help answer, or at least keep the conversation going.
So enjoy New Orleans and the conference, and look for us to help inspire that conversation. We're the ones with the microphones. I'm Kyle Palmer.
And I'm Sarah Ashworth.